The vote totals were issued Tuesday night by the county clerk's office, where staffers are now under quarantine. They counted some 18,000 ballots received through last Friday. Park City School Board Chairman Andrew Kaplan did not have an official opponent, but Thomas Cook, who's known as a Snyderville Planning Commissioner, filed as a write-in in September. Kaplan has garnered 1,314 votes for District Number 2. The total for Cook or any other write-ins was 738. Elsewhere for the Park City Board, there were no opponents for current members Ann Peters in District Number 1 and Wendy Davis Crossland for District Number 3. The closest race in the county so far is for South Summit School Board District Number 1. Wendy Radke is leading with 251 votes. Opponent Wade Wolstenhume has 212 votes. In other South Summit school contests for District 3, Linda Whitmore has a substantial lead with 282 votes over Dustin Hatch with 152 votes. And for District Number 2, an incumbent on the board, Dan Eckert, has 320 votes. Challenger David Darcy has 240 votes. The North Summit School District only had one competitive race on the ballot. Clark Staley, with 178 votes, leads Shane Robertson with 142 votes. And two current board members had no opposition on the ballot. They were Susan Richens in District Number 1 and Wayland Bond in District Number 2. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.